Really feel a strong word from the Lord. I'm gonna start out. We're in a series this year about stepping out, stepping up, and now we're into relationships. And I'd just like to say that today I'm going to speak about your relationship with God will be tested. That's our message. But here's the thing, God's in the test. I want to start out in Genesis before I pray, and I just want to read a couple scriptures just to start out. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Genesis 22. And it said, sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied, here am I. Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will show you. The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey. He took two of his servants with him, along with his son, Isaac. And he chopped the wood in the fire for a burnt offering, and set out for the place God had told him about. Let's just pray. We're going to pray for Pastor Ken and Kay. She come down with it too. They're getting ready to go on a trip to Sri Lanka to teach for a month in a Bible college there to about 100 and some pastors. So we need to pray that God's going to just touch their body miraculously. Let's just bow our heads. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you are on our side. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, we come against every sickness, every disease that was trying to attack Pastor Ken and Kay in the name of Jesus. And we bind that up in the name of Jesus. And we command it to be let loose in his body and flee in the name of Jesus. We speak supernatural health upon his body and her body. We pray that every organ in their body would function 100%. We pray that no disease, no sickness will be able to dwell in their house and in their temple. And we declare these things over them. We speak healing for them in the name of Jesus. We speak protection in the name of Jesus. We cover them with your blood. And Lord, we just pray that this morning, this message, Lord, about you being with us in our test of faith, Lord, I pray it'll become real to us. I pray it'll stir our hearts this morning. And I pray it'll wake us in our spirits and how to be winners and not losers. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning I want to speak about that God is in the test. And how many know nobody likes tests? I know we have teachers in the midst, you know, but nobody likes tests. I found a couple little jokes. There was this pupil, he was having a conversation with his teacher, and he told his teacher, he said, I don't think I deserve a zero on my test. And the teacher agreed, but said, that was the best mark I could give you. How about one more? A father's talking to his son. Father says, why did you get such a low score on your test? And the son said, absent. That's all he said, absent. And the father said, well, weren't you there on the day of the test? And the boy said, yeah. But the boy that sits beside me wasn't. Nobody likes tests. I'll tell you a personal story about tests. So I grew up here in Ontario until I was 13. And then we moved to New Brunswick when I was 13. And New Brunswick is a bilingual province. And what that means is they speak French and English. And so this was like in the late 70s, we moved, 79, so you can kind of figure out some of my age. But anyhow, we moved there, And so I'm starting junior high, and all these kids, I go to French class. Well, it was Greek to me, if I could use that word. Greek. Whoops. But everybody was speaking French. I didn't know what they were talking about. I mean, I couldn't even count to 10 in French. Or I didn't even know what the alphabet was. I couldn't, you know. And it was just like I was in a different world. They were doing their homework, their math, their social studies, their history, everything. And so my teacher, which was my basketball coach, he said he knew there was no possible way. And I only had to take 1 year of French, and then you voided it when you got to high school. So anyhow, he just said to me, he said, Larry, he said, this exam was going on, tests, like, just push your chair, your desk. We had the old desk you sit in. Slide it right up next to the guy beside you and just do what you got to do. Fill in the answers. He told me to cheat. And so I did pass, but it wasn't because I liked the tests. It was because of the lack of knowledge. But, you know, testing is something that nobody likes. And so God will test our faith at some point in our life. And so we need to be aware of that. And I want to read a scripture in James that says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith works patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking for nothing. Testing. Now, God is testing Abraham here. You know, before I get into that, let me just say that there's two types of tests. God will test us at some point in our relationship with him. So he wants to see our heart. The devil tests us too. We need to be able to discern which one's which. You see, the enemy, the devil tried to tempt Jesus, tried to lure him into, you know, into a lot of different things. But when the enemy comes against us, that's where we have the authority as believers to just push back and say, I resist you, devil, in the name of Jesus. You're not allowed to operate in this system. And so we have to really know that God is on our side and that we have to distinguish between the testings. So sometimes we look at tests as a bad thing, but you know, when God tests our faith, it's a good thing. It is a good thing. When we're going through it, we don't think it's a good thing, but it's a good thing. You know, when you, what's a test do to you? It makes you study. You have to find the answers, right? And so we need to go through these tests to find the answers. And God was testing Abraham. Now, we all know God was that Abraham was a mighty man of God. He was a faith man. He was full of faith. But yet God wanted him to sacrifice his son. So let's talk about Abraham for a minute. So Abraham was promised a son. And they were old and they had still not seen it. And it come to being when they were close to 100 years old. So they had waited in their life, their whole life, for something to come to fruition. And you know, when you're older in life, if you're 100 years old and you're, or 90 years old and you're a woman, you're probably thinking, this is not going to happen, right? There's no babies coming. And Abraham, he knew he was weak in his own body. The Bible says that. But he was strong in faith, the Lord said. He was very strong. The Bible says that he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but stood strong in faith, giving glory to God, knowing that he was able to perform that which he had promised. He had a strong faith in God. And what happened? They had that child that was promised to them. And so, just mind me, I got a tickle in my throat. Second here. Hope I don't spit that out at somebody. Got a little bit out of hand in the second service, or first service. So, but, where was I? We were talking about Abraham. Pardon me? Yeah. Maybe I should never say that out loud to a congregation because they're giving you different answers, and then it feels like you're on a game show host. Oh, yeah, you know, come on down, give me the right answer. But our faith is being tested. Abraham's faith was being tested. They had this child. They waited for like almost till they were 100 years old. He was born. And then God says, okay, everything that you've wanted, the things that were most important to you in your whole life, this child, I want you to sacrifice it. I want you to give it to me. That's a hard thing to do. Like, we all have things in our life that are very important. If you start to think of the things in your life that are the most important things to you, that would be hard to give up. But God will ask you to. Like, I know when we came here, we just built this dream house. We had it all mapped out. We were going to, you know. And God says, let's move you. We still have it, but we don't get to live in it. You know, what is God asking you today to give up for him? What's your test? What's your trial? What's your obstacle you're going through? You know, it may be a business thing. It may be a job. It may be a test in your family or in your marriage. There's so many things that go on in our lives. These tests. But God wants us to give them to him because we're in a test. He's testing us. He's wanting to see how strong our faith is. He's wanting to see where we're at. So Abraham, he one thing about him that I admire, my next point was that he listened to God. When God said to him, you know, I want you to sacrifice your son, what did he do? He listened. He listened. When we're going through tests in our life, how many times we need to listen to God? Sometimes we try to fix it on our own. We try to, you know, we try to get this answer. We try to get that answer. We're trying to do all these things, but we're not listening to God. You see, to listen to God, you got to get right next to his heart. Are you right up there? Is your ear right next to his heart, hearing that thump, 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 thump of God? Those sweet things he's saying, those things he's wanting to tell you, the heart. See, Abraham was close to God, and he was very close to his heart, and he was open to listen to God. And even though he may not have liked what God was saying to him, he was listening. How many times we tune the Lord off when he says, you should do this. You should give me this. And we say, wrong channel. Ching, 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 ching. We'll watch fake news, CNN. Ching, 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 ching. You know. Comedy Hour, fake news, CNN. You know, we turn the channel. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear things from God. We're like, oh, really, God? You want me to give you, you know, an hour of my day to spend with you? Don't you know I'm busy? I have this on the go, this on the go, and this on the go. He wants us to sacrifice something. It's this, you know, sacrifice is important to God. It's something that's important to us. He wants us to give to him. It's like our finances. It's so easy for us all just to throw a toonie in or a loonie, right? We can all handle that. But whoa, if God asked you to give 100, or if God asked you to give 1,000, and or for God forbid he asked us to give $10,000, you know, he's right off, he's rocker. I'm going to turn that channel back to fake news. You know. You hear what I'm saying? God asks us to do, he wants us to sacrifice things that control us, things that are dear to us, things that we want to keep. He's not going to ask you for your old used car that's got holes in it this big, that's going to quit any day. He might ask you for that new BMW. You know, you hear what I'm saying? Sacrifice. Are we really willing to sacrifice? Are we really willing to step out, you know, and just give it to God when he asks us? Especially when we're in these tests. When we're in the tests and things aren't going maybe the way we want them to, it's like we turn him off a lot of times. We want to try to do it our way. We want to cheat. We want to get the easy way through. Amen? We do that. I know I've done that before. Maybe I'm the only one. And, you know, I've struggled before with sacrifice. But I've done it. Because I didn't want to break some fellowship with God because I wasn't honoring him through my sacrifice. So, when we're in the test, God's with us. To help you get through the test. First of all, listen to what God's saying. That's what Abraham did. And then what did he do? He was willing to sacrifice. You know, we can't just be hearers only. We have to be doers. It says that we need to be obedient. The Bible says that in Exodus says, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do what is right in his sight and listen to and obey his commandments. Sometimes we don't obey. But you see, we need to be doers. We need to be doers. We need to say, yes, Lord. And what did Abraham do? Right after that, he woke up the crew. He got his servants. He said, pack the donkeys. They got wood. They got fire. They got everything they needed, and they started on their journey. Because you see, Abraham was obedient. He was committed. He was very obedient to what God wanted for him. And even though he might not have liked the test or what he was going in, but he was obedient. And it leads me to my next point, that you need to establish your trust in God. You see, he had a strong trust in God. Trust, let's just talk about that for a minute. You know, I trust this stage is going to hold me. I'm up here. How come I know this stage is going to hold me? Well, first of all, I helped in the building of it. There's 2x6s in there. I trust my work. No, but I trust these are going to hold me up. You know, these steps are going to hold me up. This floor is going to hold me. It's thick concrete. But my trust, I trust these things. I trust if I sit in that chair, it's not going to break. But how many of us have trust issues? Maybe the trust issues stem from a bad relationship or a poor upbringing with a mother or father or a bad relationship or a boss that didn't use his right or, you know, so many things that cause us as Christians or not as Christians, just as people to have trust issues, right? We have to have trust issues. We do. And we need to get beyond the trust issues. We need to trust, just like I'm walking here, I'm trusting this floor is going to hold me. It's just like God. You see, Abraham trusted God. You see, he knew what he did for him in the past. He knew he spoke a word to him. That son came, and God was speaking another word to him. You see, that's where we need to be today. We need to have our hope, our trust built on a solid foundation. We need to know what the word says. And if the word says that by the stripes of Jesus you're healed, then you're healed. Amen. If the word says that he's come to deliver you, he'll deliver you. Amen. You have to have that strong foundation. The Bible says, great are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will what? Deliver them out of them all. There needs to be a firm foundation, a trust. I trust that my wife, she loves me. We've been married 30 years. She loves me, and I love her. We have a trust relationship. We need to have that trust relationship with God. And when we do, we look at things in a whole different light. When we're going through a trial, when we're going through a test, when we may be tested in our faith from God, we just need to say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you. And in my life, I've had my struggles of health here and there, but you know what? I can always go back to say that I know God's going to do it again. I've seen him meet me before. I've seen him do it in the past, and he'll do it again. Because the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he changes not. We serve a God that doesn't change. And when we can get our hope, our foundations, based on a trust relationship with God, it doesn't matter what the test looks like. It doesn't matter that the report says, oh, you got cancer. It doesn't matter that the report says that, your mortgage is failing. You got no money. It doesn't matter if it looks like the report says, oh, sales are going to be down in housing in KW for the next 10 years. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whose report are you going to believe? The report of the Lord. You see, because there's a trust factor. You see, if you got issues in your life getting through the tests, try to first establish a trust with God. Get so close to him that you can hear the heartbeat. Get into the word so that it becomes one with you. So it's entwined in your very being and in your very spirit. And when that's entwined in your spirit and you become one with the word, you'll trust God. And when you think back on the different ways he's brought you through things, you'll trust God. Oh, yeah, my daughter almost died, but he healed her. He got her through. My son almost got killed, but there was angels round about him, and that moose didn't get in the car. Just kicked the back window out. You know, my wife upset the car, rolled it with the baby in. They walked away. Why? Because there was angels, and the things that he did in the past, he can do in the future. You see, you just need to stand up and have some trust. Be strong in the Lord. And that's why Abraham had that strong faith in God. That's why he had that. He staggered not, the Bible says. He didn't waver. He didn't have trust issues. He's not saying, you know, I didn't have a good home life because my daddy didn't love me. I'm not trying to make fun of that. But we got a heavenly Father that loves us. We got a Jesus that's on our side. And it doesn't matter about the past. It matters who you're serving today. It matters who you're putting your hope and your trust in. If you're putting it in the world, it's going to fail. But if you put it in God, it'll last every time. Every time when you put it in him. He gets us through these tests, these trials of our faith. That's the God we serve. You see, we've got to have trust in our daddy. Trust in our daddy. Our supernatural dad. Because we serve a supernatural God. You know, and when we go through these times that we're in trials, we're testing. Abraham, what's it say? He went up to the mountain to worship. You know, when all hell's breaking loose and everything's falling down around you, don't go to your friends and get on the negative train. Go to Jesus and begin to worship. Begin to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from. Begin to bless the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord. Begin to worship your way through the test. Through the times it looks rocky. Just bless the Lord. I exalt you, Lord. I exalt you, Jesus. Just begin to worship him. There's something in worship that'll set you free. The Bible says, worship him. Abraham worshiped God. And, you know, he was just getting ready almost to, take his life son, the most important thing, but he worshiped God. Where's your heart today? Do you have a heart for God? Do you have a heart after God? We used to sing a song, as the deer pants after water, so my soul longeth after thee. Does your heart pant for God? Do you pant for God this morning? Is your soul there? Is there a worship spirit there in the midst of your troubles? Can you just, when everything's falling apart, can you just lift your hand and worship him? Can you worship him? Look at your neighbor and say, God is with you in the test. God is with us in the test. We trust him. I'm just going to get ready to close with one more thought. But what happens at the end of the test? If you do well, what do you get? Pass, big check. Lots of people like that, pluses. My daughter, she studies day and day, and I don't. But we get that, we get something good. You know, when we pass the test with Jesus, Abraham passed the test. What happened? There was a supernatural provision that took place. God, seeing that he honored everything, he was obedient, he trusted him, he worshiped him, he was prepared to sacrifice. And what happened? Just as he was getting ready, he pulled the knife up. God said, don't do it. Look in the bushes. There was a ram in the bushes. There was a sacrifice made. There was a supernatural provision made for that situation. You see, it doesn't matter what your test you're going through. There's a supernatural provision that God has for your life. Every individual here that's going through something, God has that supernatural provision for you. He can provide that ram in the bushes out of nowhere. I've never seen a ram, say a deer or a moose, caught in the woods. I've never seen that. That was a supernatural provision. God made a way. You see, God knows who you are today. He knows the test you're in. Just stand the test of time. And when you stand the test of time, he'll make that spiritual provision. And get this. At the end of the story, it gets even better. It wasn't just the providing of the ram for the sacrifice, but because Abraham was so faithful in what he did, there was a supernatural blessing come upon him because he honored and was faithful for God. You know what happened? His kids were blessed from that time on. His grandkids were blessed. His great-grandkids were, all the descendants were blessed that fell upon his lineage. I'm telling you today, God's got blessings for us. If we'll stand the test, if while we're in the test, we'll work through it and we'll trust God and we'll get through the test, there'll be supernatural, I'm telling you, blessings and revelations come to your life. That's the God we serve. He's in control. Don't worry about your tests. Take those keys, I said. Listen to God. Be willing to sacrifice. Be obedient in what God tells you. Be a doer of God's word. Trust in him. Worship in the midst of all things. And God will supernaturally provide. Let's all stand. How many here today are going through a test in their life? There's lots of us. We're all, pretty well all of us are. You know, God is for us. God is for you today. I got to keep telling you, God is for you guys.